At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
It's officially the 8 o'clock hour. The lights are dimming in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mel Kiper's all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Look at him.
He's Kipering.
He is Kipering.
He's Kipered up.
Does he have his one cell phone on the table, though? We need to know.
He's got two cell phones.
He's
on
got
the table.
Two?
Yeah. Yep, doubled up.
Oh, my God. Who talked to him? That's the whole thing is he has one cell phone for the draft.
I'll tell you, it looks like it's pretty cold there because I see guys bundled up Wisconsin. Beautiful day here in Western New York, though, man. What a beautiful Thursday it was. I played a lot of golf today. I took off work. I played 36 holes. Here I am to provide you the top quality live coverage of the NFL draft. And, of course, coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft on WGR is presented by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Northtown Automotive Group, Northtown Automotive, official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by the Quilted Squirrel. Great websites, more leads, real growth for your business. Learn more at tqsmarketing.com. I'm Nate Geary, Derek Kramer alongside Zach Jones here as well. The three of us will bring you live coverage till about midnight, and we got TJ Luckman, who is for sure got at least 2 to 3 war on drugs bumps for me tonight, which I'm excited about, and probably a couple more John Mayer ones as well. It's the best part of my time doing the draft is when TJ's behind the board. So we've got bikes because you know like the whole thing in Green Bay is people ride bikes up the thing, and I think it's like the lamest thing in the whole world. But the good news is Lil Wayne's there.
Why do they have Roger Goodell do like a full lap by himself?
I don't know.
Like they brought out like 15 other people, but like Goodell did a whole lap by himself.
Hey, there's Clay Matthews.
It's officially starting, folks.
Come on. Okay, welcome to the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin. People said that Green Bay was too small for this, with a population of 107,000. But we have over 125,000 people here and still counting.
Kind of reminds me of when like Travis Kelce was like, people said we were going to lose. No, they
obviously,
didn't.
Obviously, Green Bay may be small, but it's mighty. Thank you all for welcoming us here tonight, and hope you have a great few days.
It's not about the size, Roger. It's about the fun that you have with the crowd. That is...
Over the next 3 days, we will welcome in the next generation of stars into the NFL and bring hope to every NFL team, and we may have a few surprises for you tonight. But first, let's hear from some of your Packer greats.
Please. All right, let's not.
It is 8:06. Start the draft.
Thank you so much, Roger. 8:06. All right, so you heard there from Roger Goodell. We are live in Green Bay. You know, it gives me a little warmth to know that a city like Green Bay can host an NFL draft. It maybe means one day the city of Buffalo get to host an NFL draft. Maybe the new stadium. We'll see. But all in all, guys, as we enter the 8 o'clock hour, which we are in now, I don't know. This is kind of our final precursor to the draft picks actually coming off the board. Any final hopes, dreams? What do you got? I mean, you guys got any takes? We'll take it.
All right. So, do I have to ask the Jeremy precursor how big am I allowed to dream?
Within reason.
Okay, yes. Of course. For me, this is... I'm embracing fully the idea of Malachi Starks to Buffalo.
There we go.
I think this is you go up and get him even if you have to, because it is an opportunity to draft a player that is going to be a starter for you, and not just a starter, but he has potential to be one of the best at the position in this draft, and there are not a lot of players in this draft class that can say that.
I fully concur on the Malachi Starks. Also, pretty much since the start of this, I give or take a few weeks, I've been a Kenneth Grant guy. If he's there at 30.
He is the Kenneth Grant
fan. I desperately want Grant. I think he has kind of to the same vein as Starks. I think he has the potential to be one of the best defensive tackles in football. And I think he fills a perfect need for the Bills, that even if he doesn't reach that potential, space eater, run defender, he can get the most out of Ed Oliver, who was a 9.5 sack guy at defensive tackle 2 years ago. Those are maybe my guys. There's other that I'd be fine with, but I think Malachi Starks, Kenneth Grant, probably the realistic options I'd love to have for the Bills.
And not to mention, there are not, I say this now, and it's going to be my fault, there are not many ways they can screw this up within the first 2 days.
It's going to be so cool when they take Amari and Hampton.
I will flip this table.
Impossible.
No, I will do it out of pure rage.
You know, one of the things that I've been most intrigued about this draft, I mean, there are a lot of intriguing things about it, but Dan Orlovsky tweeted this a couple of days ago, and it was the real question I have going into the draft, this was Dan Orlovsky, was who's going to trade for Kayvon Thibodeau?
Oh, yeah, that is a great question.
Because if they draft Abdul Carter, which I believe they will, at number 3, I wonder if that's the conversation the Bills maybe have of you want to move into 30 to get your quarterback. What kind of package could we put together where we move back? Maybe we throw in a couple of those sixths. Maybe we throw you, I don't know, pick your player.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they've got Abdul Carter, they've now got Abdul Carter, Thibodeau, and Brian Burns.
The numbers don't work.
Right.
You can only have so many of them on the field at the time.
I will say on Thibodeau, though, and maybe kind of a precursor, if this were to happen, what player are you getting? The guy that had 4.5 or 5 sacks last year, or the 11.5 2 years ago? Because that season is now starting to somewhat look like an outlier. He had about the same 4.5, 5 his rookie year. Second year was a pop. Third year back down. What are you getting? I think he's a wonderful athlete. I think he's pretty good, not great. And really, why are they getting rid of Thibodeau? Or why would they be going for Abdul Carter? Thibodeau hasn't given him a reason to stay.
It's an upgrade.
Abdul Carter's an immediate upgrade. Even if some of the injury stuff for him is maybe more serious, he's an instant upgrade. He's an unbelievable player. But I hadn't really thought about that, of maybe him being a piece of potentially a trade offer for the Bills. I'm curious as well. The Bills have also been involved in some of those reports on, are they trying to move up? I know there was a reporter out of Pittsburgh
that that was a team that he's been hearing about wanting to move up, and Steelers moving back potentially to still get their quarterback in Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart. And if the Bills move up, I think it's legitimately for two people. I think it is for Kenneth Grant or Malachi Starks. And it really, I think it kind of ends there.
And I do think that this is plenty of opportunity for not just the drama to start this draft, but also the Bills' biggest moves are probably not happening today. It'll be tomorrow.
I'm so think curious that to see who's on the board.
The Bills
tomorrow.
Have a tendency to trade into the third round in most drafts anyway. But furthermore, they have two picks at the bottom of the second round. If there's a player like a Benjamin Morrison hanging around in the middle of the second, or Siobhan Revelle falls for some reason very deep into the second round, that's where you're going to go and get them. That's where you're going to package a couple of these picks because you have 10 in total. That's where you're going to soar up to the top of the draft, or not to the top, but like toward the middle of the second round, and you're going to go and get that player and still keep your pick 62 probably in the second round.
So it's frustrating. The draft feels like it starts probably at 4. We'll see if there's actually a trade up for at 2. It sounds like there's been talks between Jacksonville and Cleveland for quite a while here, but nothing's materialized up to this point. And I don't know. We're getting to a point where probably not now. So it sort of is starting to feel like the draft's going to start at maybe 4 or 5. But even there was reports today. It sounds like it's Will Campbell to the Patriots at 4.
Yeah.
So is it 5 with Jacksonville? Honestly, yes, because no one knows where they're going. The last 48 hours, it has been, they want to take Jenty. No, wait, it's going to be Tevin McMillan. Wait, actually, they want to trade up for Travis Hunter.
I would be really, really surprised if they took Tet McMillan. And it's largely because I know that there's room now. They traded Christian Kirk. But by no means do I think De'Ami Brown changes your draft plans by any means. If you like Tet McMillan, you're going to take him, regardless if De'Ami Brown's in your roster. But $13 million a year to Gabriel Davis. They get Brian Thomas Jr. last year.
Right.
They need defensive players to me. If anything, if they were going to take a weapon for Trevor Lawrence, to me, Tyler Warren would make the most sense there. They don't have, they got rid of, who's your tight end?
Evan Engram,
he's gone. Where did Evan Engram go? Denver?
Ooh, I don't think it's Denver.
No, where'd he go?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to look that up.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah, at the end of the day, I guess where I'm going with this is,
Denver. Yeah,
it was Denver, okay. Really? I would be really surprised if they took Tet McMillan. I would be really surprised if they took Austin Jenche. Ashton Jenche. But, it's a new regime, so I guess I can't look at them and say, well, you took a first-round running back a couple of years ago, and look how it's turned out for you. He's still on your roster.
That's my thing is Travis Etienne has done nothing to convince you. If you like Ashton Jeanty or you like Amarian Hampton, Etienne has done nothing to convince you, we got to keep him. He's under 4 yards a pop, I think, the last 2 years. And they, kind of to the same vein maybe with the Bills is you just need dudes. You need better players. You need guys that are elite. You're picking early enough to do it. I think it's ridiculous to trade up for a guy like Ashton Jeanty. I don't love the idea of taking him, though, at 5. I love the idea of them maybe trading back to 10 and taking, like you mentioned, Tyler Warren, or if you like him, Loveland.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a really good idea. If I'm Jacksonville, trade back. Trade back.
I got two problems with something that's just happening on the TV as we're watching the ESPN broadcast. One's a good thing, actually. The pick is it. So we'll see how long it takes.
Also 10-minute clocks. I think we've all been going back 10 to 10 or clocks, 15 is 10 minutes.
But it's 10-minute clocks. They also only used half of it. So for once, I actually have to give credit to the Tennessee Titans, and it makes me feel sick.
That's hot.
But the other thing is, the ESPN broadcast, they were talking about Cam Ward there, and on the little crawl there, it said NFL comparison, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Are we kidding?
Are we? In all seriousness, is that going to have to start happening because a lot of players do it? In a way, play like Mahomes now. That's sort of what you're taught to do is improvise.
The only comparison I expect to see of Patrick Mahomes when they walk across that stage is Dylan Raiola.
And that's because he's a cosplayer. That's it. He's a cosplayer.
It's weird.
Yeah. It is weird.
It's uncomfortable.
There's the wide shot of the stage. Okay, Rodgers walking up. Here we...
He is furious. He's guys, you're supposed to take all 10 minutes.
Guys, yeah, here we go.
It's going to be Cam Ward. I'm tipping the pick.
Come on.
All right.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
And so it begins.
Does it?
With that, I mean, we've known Ward was going to go to Tennessee probably now for at least 2 months.
Here we go. The Browns have traded out of the number two spot.
Oh, my God, they did
to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, baby.
The Jaguars are trading the fifth overall pick, a second-round pick, number 36, a fourth-round pick, and their 2026 first-round pick to the Cleveland Browns. That is sweet.
They are so
Cleveland,
dumb.
Good for Cleveland. This is obviously a move for the Jacksonville Jaguars to move up to get Travis Hunter. I love this pick. I love this trade for both teams. I think this is exactly the kind of pick that the Jacksonville Jaguars needed to leave this draft with. I love that Gentry is not the pick for them. That made no sense to me. You now have the number one corner and the number one wide receiver in this draft. If you're the Browns, you now have additional ammunition next year. You get an additional second round pick this year. If they want to move back up in the first round, they can do that at some point. I hope there's a fantastic trade by both teams.
I hope there's 18 people in the stands next year.
Wow.
For Cleveland?
Yes.
I don't know. I told you earlier.
It's
I
a good haul,
that,
though. It is a good haul.
It's a great haul.
And
moving
for Jacksonville.
Moving up three spots and getting a number one next year.
That's the part that I'm okay
that's
with.
A good,
That's a big haul.
I kind of love
Jacksonville taking a massive risk. If you stink again this year and have no first rounder, was Trent Baalke really the problem? Yes. Yes, he was.
Yes.
But
is he really the problem? Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, this is awesome. And obviously,
love this.
We talked about the potential frenzy that could happen in this draft with trades just based on the value and everything else. I'm going to tell you what, the value of moving three or from five to two, I don't know. This looks like there's some juice already
there's some
in
juice.
This draft. And listen,
there is already from compared to last year.
Yes.
I kind of love this for Cleveland. I really do. Nate, I think you kind of got me there where with maybe Jacksonville, Hunter makes you better immediately, where with Cleveland it's going to take some time. Again, I don't ultimately think that Arch Manning is going to enter the draft next year. But what Cleveland has given themselves a chance to do is, even if it's not Arch, go get your quarterback.
Yep.
Get more talent next year.
Have
and
the
sort
ammunition.
Of do a real. I would say I'm higher on Kevin Stefanski, which is surprising because if you asked me 6 months ago, I wasn't. But I've kind of gotten there with Stefanski overall as a coach. This does get them there much quicker. And maybe they really are kind of seeing maybe sort of a window of, we won't catch Cincinnati and Baltimore the next 2 years, but we're loading up for their down years where some of the big contracts start to hit and such. They're deciding, to hell with it, we're going out. And they're still going to have the fifth overall pick. They're still going to get a good player.
Ben Solak tweets, the Jaguars have either made Travis Hunter the highest drafted wide receiver since Calvin Johnson in 2007 or the highest drafted corner ever.
Yeah, that is.
It's kind of both true. I think from the Jacksonville Jaguars side, it's a franchise that has had consistent turmoil at the head coach position. They finally got rid of Trent Baalke. I like Liam Cohen. We'll see how it ends up working out there. But getting the best player in the draft when you were sitting at five. Now, yes, it did cost you next year's first round pick. I think this is, again, if in terms of a trade that you love for both teams, this is one of the rare win-win trades you have in the NFL.
Watch them pull a draft day and not take Hunter.
Wouldn't it be awesome? They take Abdul Carter.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, here we go. By the way, the statistically least accurate thing in the movie, Roger Goodell is cheered when he comes out
at
the start of the movie, which is gross.
Now, an interesting piece here with Jacksonville. I do love this for them in a different reason. The AFC South is consistently bad. They're banking on is we had a down year. A disaster year, but this division is weak enough that we could take it back.
Does Cleveland have 3 second-round picks in this draft?
I
want to check that real quick.
They might.
I think they now have 3 second-round picks in this draft.
And that would be more moving power for if they want a quarterback.
I don't even necessarily know about quarterback. It could literally
just
be...
At the end of the first round.
No, but I mean for this draft, because it's been the quote-unquote starter draft, this starts the sort of rebuild.
Let me ask
next
you a quick question.
Quarterback.
At number 5, Cleveland.
I'm now trying to think of where they go.
Mason Graham?
Genty?
You think Genty for them?
Oh, boy.
See, I was thinking Mason Graham. I was thinking Graham to pair with Myles Garrett. your defense continues to get good. They also may do more trades as well. They've got an off-ball linebacker. They've got Greg Newsome, the cornerback, that they may want to move. I think there's a few spots where they can go here. I haven't thought about Genty. I was thinking Mason Graham.
Genty would be fascinating because then you can go
ahead
and say—
They have two threes and now two twos.
That's a big deal, though.
But, I mean, they're going to be able to attack this draft pretty aggressively.
And not to mention— That's Jacksonville's second rounder, so that's not.
What do you think Travis Hunter preferred, Jacksonville or Cleveland?
Jacksonville 100 times over.
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
Warmer climate, a team that is going to compete this year.
And you do have a quarterback that will get you the ball. He's going. Trevor Lawrence, I'm up and down about. But he got Brian Thomas the ball pretty comfortably.
Yeah,
man. If you're Trevor Lawrence too, you're sitting there going, okay, let's go.
You know, the youngest general manager in football. He's got the hoodie and sport coat, and he's flipping the ball. A lot of vibes there. Just saying, there are some vibes other than the terrible vibes Liam Cohen gave on introductory.
This is also a very Rams move.
Yes.
Go get the player you think is going to be the generational guy. Rams went like 6 years without making a first-round pick because they just kept getting guys. And now Jaguars is it James Gladstone? That's his first name, James?
Yep.
In his first draft, he's like, damn the torpedoes. Hunter's our best player. We're going to get him. We'll figure it out afterwards. I have my quarterback. I don't need my first-round picks. You know, it's kind of got that feel.
All right. Here's Roger walking up to the podium.
Looks like someone's he's got special Eric calling Armstead? It.
While we are here tonight to celebrate the 32 young men entering the NFL, I'm honored to take a moment to recognize a player who's made a profound impact on and off the field. The Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, presented by Nationwide, recognizes one player each year who best represents greatness and compassion both on and off the field and in the community. Tonight, we are proudly joined by the 2024 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, Eric Armstead. Thank you.
First off, Duval!
Better than the coach.
Yes, better executed.
I want to say thank you to the commissioner. Thank you to the Payton family and the NFL and Nationwide. And also, too, tonight I want to encourage each player embarking on the NFL journey to identify a passion close to their heart and act upon it. Use your platform to make your community, the league, and this world a better place. As we remember Walter Payton, strive to leave a positive legacy of your own. Thank you. We have a trade. The Cleveland Browns have traded the second pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And with the second pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Travis Hunter.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. every style, every home.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
He said both. That was an important distinction, wide receiver and corner, Travis Hunter. All right, we're going to take a timeout. On the other side, we'll continue our lively first round. Already a huge trade to start this NFL draft. The number two pick gets traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Cleveland moves back to five. We'll have more for you on the other side. You're listening to continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft on WGR. All right, welcome back. Continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft. Chugs along here on WGR. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones. Big trade before we went to break. The Cleveland Browns trading back to the number five pick. Jacksonville swoops in, takes Travis Hunter second overall. We have our next pick in. We've got skinny Brian Daboll, excited Joe Shane, excited. I would say a very consequential draft for the New York Giants, much like I think the Cleveland Browns. I think it's all but said Abdul Carter is going to be the pick here, and let's hear the commissioner say as much.
With the third pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Abdul Carter, defensive end, Penn State.
So there you have it, Abdul Carter, Penn State, the right move all along. Zach, you mentioned it earlier, the draft's really starting at five, even though technically the trade probably wasn't included in that commentary.
No, but that's right. But we knew the players that were going to go.
And the order,
We knew the players that were going to go. It's going to be Will Campbell, it seems like, to New England at four. We've all been talking about kind of in the break, too, like where does Cleveland go at five? Is it Genty? I'm sort of in the vein. I think it's going to be Mason Graham. They're going to try to load up that defensive line. It would now kind of give you an excuse of, okay, that's why you paid Myles Garrett all that money instead of trading him. It's you're going to team him up with a guy like Mason Graham, the best defensive tackle in the class. We were also talking in the break here, the Jaguars, I get it. They probably were quote-unquote fleeced by Cleveland. I don't disagree with that. They gave up a lot to go get Hunter. I don't know who else is winning that division. If Trevor Lawrence hits with those kind of weapons – and Liam Cohen, who is thought to be a very good head coaching prospect, and what he was able to help Baker Mayfield kind of continue his ascension in Tampa, the rest of the division's bad.
Not to mention, it kind of feels like something that Houston did a couple years ago to kickstart it.
Yeah.
This is, we're paying next year's first-round pick to get the guy.
We're going
to
get C.J. Stroud. We're going to get Will Anderson. Let's ride.
It's the Will Anderson trade all over again.
That's what they did. Their problem now has been they can't figure out offensive line. It only got worse this offseason because they traded everybody.
And now you don't have a second-round pick. It's not a strong offensive line class.
Mm-hmm.
There is a price to pay, and it's going to be a dear one if you do not, at the very least, get yourself out of the top 10. So you got to look at least for a second-place finish.
So I just saw a quote from Travis Hunter. Obviously, we weren't able to listen to it. His quote was, "The crazy part is I had zero conversations with them outside the combine."
And that's Jacksonville keeping it close to the vest. They have
they're a good organization I think.
They have no pre-draft
visits. They've unburdened themselves of Trent Belk.
That is so
absolutely
Rams. Gladstone might be the youngest GM in football. He has learned everything from Les Snead.
Or he learned everything from Trent Baalke for what not to do.
Yeah, for what not to do. But like that's the thing is he's like, I had one conversation in the combine. They were like, cool. Because this has been my thing too. And Derek, I know we've talked about a lot on the Extra Point Show during the days we've been on. I love the draft process. I love the combine. It's completely useless in terms of actual draft information gathering because it only leads you to kind of getting to a point of not liking any player. You learn too much. You
paralysis by analysis.
Yes. Yeah, everyone becomes a bad prospect. Everyone has this one stat that you hate. Where Jacksonville's like, we're going to talk to him once. It's going to be at the combine. And we're going to go from there.
They look at their assets and go, can we afford to do this?
Can we afford to do it?
Can we afford to give up what we give up? By the way, how salty are New England fans that it should have been them the whole time?
Well, listen, when you can win a meaningless game in December with a lame duck head coach, you've got to do it.
And on New England, here real quick, and maybe where I'd be worried if I'm a Patriots fan, they did more work on Will Campbell the days before the draft.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I think it probably was that it became clear that the top three guys were not going to fall their way.
But you didn't do work already on Campbell? It's too much.
Yeah,
you're unsure of what's going to happen. We've all talked about it. We kind of knew who the three were going to be. They were not going to get Hunter. They weren't going to get Ward. They weren't going to get Abdul Carter.
Yeah, it was going to go chalk.
Yeah, so I look at it more as just they're terrified. They don't know for sure what to do. And where Jacksonville said, screw it. We love him. We talked to him once. It didn't go poorly. Let's get after it. No one is still on the Shedeur Sanders couch. They've panned over twice, and no one is there.
How does it?
What is going on?
Hang on. I know enough about television production to know that that camera being there, nobody's on the couch. Why are we panning to the couch? Why are we panning to the empty couch?
Like, what is happening?
Who is the producer, and why is he about to not have a job tomorrow?
Like, I feel bad, but he's like, stop panning to an empty couch.
That's a decision.
It's Shedeur Sanders' family.
It's Shedeur Sanders' couch. It's not even his family. It's his couch.
My goodness.
There are two shots of Shedeur Sanders' couch.
Oh. By the way, I like the Abdul Carter pick for the Giants. I do, though, think both Dable and Shannon are going to be out of a job by week 10. Like, I think he's a good player.
Yeah. Their rosters,
they're not good.
Say what you will, they are going to get after the passer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are going to get after the passer.
Yep.
And they'll play some defense. They got, who is the safety? They got McKinney, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They got McKinney last year. They drafted a corner last year as well. Like, listen, the defense is going to keep him in games. The question's going to be,
how many go balls can Russell Wilson really throw to Malik Nabers to keep you in it?
I'll say this. I know it's very easy to make fun of Russell Wilson. He's the easiest target in America. But he will be the best quarterback they fielded in 5 years,
yes,
maybe more.
And that's because they held on to Daniel Jones for 4 years too long.
That's probably right. Yeah.
So at worst, at the very best, he will probably be as good as Daniel Jones was in their playoff run 2 years ago.
Probably. What, 15 touchdown passes? That's kind of what he has to hit. I on their defense, though, that defensive line, just three guys right now. Brian Burns, Dexter Lawrence, Abdul Carter. Are you joking?
Yeah.
That's incredible. And you've got a quarter, and let's go in your division, a quarterback in Dak Prescott. He cannot run like he used to when he was younger. The injuries have piled up for him. But then the other two quarterbacks you have to deal with, Daniels and Hurts, can move. You got to be able to get to the passer. So I think the Giants are trying to set themselves up as best as they can, but they are going to need a lot of work in the offense.
Diana Russini saying that the Cleveland Browns are taking calls from teams interested in number 5. They are open to moving down again.
Wow.
Who's moving down? Oh, the Browns are open.
The Browns are looking at moving down again.
They should keep moving down.
That's awesome.
They should absolutely. Listen,
Sonny Weaver take Andrew Berry's job?
Well,
that's a draft day joke.
Oh, no, I've never seen draft day.
Good for you.
Good for you.
And I won't
good for
see
you.
Draft
day. Good for you. You're missing out on the best movie that has ever been made about the NFL draft. Because there's only one.
There's only one.
But this is wheeling and dealing that you see in a movie if they move down again, honestly. So I'm actually very intrigued to see if Cleveland does move down again. And this, Nate, I would then absolutely go in on you with, have they been targeting Gentile all along?
See, I think if they move back, this is Chicago.
Oh, Chicago might be the team to do it.
And here's the thing. If you move back to 10, do you get another first-round pick?
I'll say this. Cleveland.
Maybe.
Do you get another first-rounder?
I want to go back to Cleveland for a second.
Mm-hmm.
They missed a rare opportunity to have one of the best off-seasons of any NFL team ever. If they could have found a way to get a first-round pick for Myles Garrett or multiple first-round picks for Myles Garrett, then do what they are doing right now, this is how you restock the cupboards for a team that is not going to contend in Myles Garrett's prime.
Correct. And so that's the thing is, but and the point I brought up maybe 15 minutes ago, if they take Mason Graham, it gives you a little bit of like, okay, it now makes sense why you signed Myles Garrett. Now if they trade back again, you're absolutely right. You're not going to contend while Garrett's playing. But I can't totally complain for them because if you get another first-round pick just to go back to number 10 and all of a sudden have three in next year's draft, probably another second. That's a quick rebuild.
I do want to say really quick, I traded for Trevor Lawrence
so much
last year.
I hate you.
After the injury in Dynasty, hey, and it felt really good. Pick is in. Let's go. We got the number four pick.
The New England Patriots select Will Campbell. Tackle.
There it is, chalk.
And now the draft begins.
Will Campbell with short arms and small hands.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Great suit, though.
That's a great suit.
Oh, my God.
Can I just say something?
Sure, you've been saying something all along.
The first round is flying.
Ah, here we go.
This is going faster than I thought.
It is actually going
every year. And then we're burned in the teams.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Why did you do this? I'm sorry. You know, it's funny because I say that, and then by 11:45, I'll look through that window, that double pane glass window, and TJ Luckman's going to be looking at me with the sort of eyes that only a mother who's disappointed in a son could give me.
That's right.
We don't have the cameras on us. It's spot on for the last 3 years.
So
objectively, I don't know what is wrong with you, but it's nailed.
Guys,
you
nailed it.
You nailed it.
Guys, let me ask you about Will Campbell here. Obviously, the first tackle off the board. The Smart. New England Patriots rebuilding the trenches last year. If not the worst offensive line in football, right up there with one of the worst offensive lines in football. I'm sure they would love to draft Abdul Carter if he was available there at the number 3 overall pick. But I think in terms of how you want to build a team, Mike Vrabel, how they're going to build a team, it's going to be through the trenches. And getting protection for your young quarterback was probably and should probably continue to be priority number one throughout the rest of this draft. You know, you got Stephon Diggs and you've got some of these other young receivers. You know, I didn't love the move for Diggs. I like the move for the Patriots because I do think at this point in his career, Diggs kind of understands the role that he's going to be playing. In that room with a lot of young players that haven't really found their ceiling yet, you know, maybe he's the kind of veteran that can help him do that. But overall, I want to say that I haven't loved the Patriots offseason. I think it's been okay.
I feel like trying to do the best they can.
I don't think anybody wants to play there.
No, and I think they also assumed that maybe one of T. Higgins or Darius Slayton would hit free agency, and then they didn't. And then it became kind of a panic, like, oh, hell, what are we going to do? It also doesn't help either. You mentioned it with Campbell sort of as a joke, but he's maybe the best tackle prospect, and the big thing for him is he has short arms, which is terrible for a tackle.
It's terrible for a tackle.
I think they're doing the best they can. The key is, I think they nailed the quarterback last year, and they're doing the best they can to load up around Drake May. It does help, though, for them at least, that ultimately the rest of the division outside of the Bills is not great.
We have another trade. The Cleveland Browns have done it again.
Yeah, I don't...
The clock is off of the...
And it
says on the clock, but...
Oh, the pick is in.
Oh, there it is. Never mind.
Oh.
Ooh. I thought it was going to get spicier again, but... I mean, this is still kind of spicy. What does Cleveland do here at number 5? I still think it's Mason Graham.
It has to be, or your signing of Myles Garrett looks idiotic. It just flat out, it does. I mean, if it's Mason Graham, you can at least argue we're building something on the defense. But if it's not
I would agree.
If it's Genty, I'm still lost.
Could we sleep on a potential like Tet McMillan move here?
Judy's kind of their only big guy.
They did trade Amari Cooper last year.
Oh, who am I blanking on?
And while his Buffalo impact wasn't
that great. The kid that kind of started
Out of Tennessee. Tillman? Cedric Tillman? Does that sound right?
Yes. Yeah, Cedric Tillman.
Maybe. I mean, I think it's got to be Mason Graham. If it's not, I'd be stunned. And it kind of would sour it for me on the trade before.
It would, but I also think that this is kind of where it might be too easy. I expect it is going to go top 5 as chalk. The Raiders are really where the fun happens here because Mason Graham,
Ben Johnson is punching his desk.
Why?
He's not going to get Genty. He's going to be furious.
I think it's still going to be Graham.
Ben Johnson for Chicago.
No, I know.
But they're going to take Graham here. Raiders are taking Genty.
I also think the Raiders, that's right.
Ben Johnson is punching his desk. Yeah. I pan over to that draft room. Well, then he is red in the face, throwing his computer.
There's a report that Cleveland was ready to trade down again. You didn't offer enough. That's on you, Ben.
Man,
Yep.
But that's what did they want? I mean,
the world, because it's moving another 5 picks.
Yeah, it's moving another 5 picks. You've been top 5.
And you said it to me does it cost another first rounder?
I think it would have.
Because you're moving up to 5th overall. So, yeah, I'm going to want next year's first.
Man. Oh.
That's where this is really interesting. I think the Raiders are also going to take Genty. But
do I get to see Pete Carroll running around like he's 40 years younger than he is? That's the question.
I hope so.
I hope so. Cleveland looking calm as can be. Everyone's just relaxing. Everyone's wearing the exact same T-shirt in the back. That was strange. No differences? Okay. That's weird. They're taking forever to get this pick in.
Yeah.
It has been tipped. If you're on Twitter, you know what it is. This is ridiculous.
It is, but now we finally are going to get the commissioner walking up here.
With the 5th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Well, there you have it. Mason Graham, the latest pick, the Cleveland Browns. They trade back a couple of spots, get the top defensive tackle in the draft, and we're going to take a timeout. And on the other side, we'll have the number six pick. The Las Vegas Raiders are officially on the clock. We are on Ashton Gentry watch. Coming up next on our continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft on WGR. If I couldn't brag about our producer anymore, how about the timing of that? Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft here on WGR. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, TJ Luckman, and Ashton Gentry, the latest off of the board at number six overall to the Las Vegas Raiders. I said I thought if there was one team that could have benefited the most or had the most to gain from a pick of Gentry, to me it was the Raiders.
Yeah, I agree on that. You have Bowers, you have Geno Smith, you maybe have more needs, but it was feeling like the whole time Gentry was going to be a top 10 pick. The Raiders can Raiders and then maybe Bears, I think, would probably be the two teams I think would benefit most. The problem with the Bears, if you're trading up to five to go get them, you're killing all the value that you would get from Gentry.
I'm going to cry, guys. My first six picks on the mock draft have been accurate. This doesn't happen.
Except, the flip-flopped, the 2 and 5, yeah. Right? Because of the trade.
Well, yeah, the trade, yes. But the players going in those positions, it went chalk.
All right, now it gets interesting, though, with the Jets up, correct?
The Jets are now on the clock at the number 7 overall pick. And, I would agree. This is an interesting spot for the New York Jets. I would think offensive line makes a lot of sense. I don't know right now, looking at this, that there's a defender for them that makes a ton of sense here.
Could you get there with Jalen Walker?
I feel like Jalen Walker is the one that you can try to convince people with, but it's probably not going to get
you. They've already got a lot of talent on that defensive line.
Yeah.
And it kind of becomes sort of the same situation the other New York team was having with the Giants, where there's too many bodies.
Yeah.
And so
line, Membo makes the most sense.
Yeah, Armon Membo, the tackle out of Missouri, he makes a lot of sense. Nate, I know you're bringing up Tyler Warren, the tight end out of Penn State. I think they can go – I think those are probably the two main ideas. But
what a Jets thing to do to take a tight end at 7.
Kyle Brady. Never forget Kyle Brady
that
over Warren Sapp.
That didn't go poorly at all.
No. That's where I miss the draft being in New York. Miss Jets fans living in hell. Every late April, just showing up to Radio City Music Hall and going, I wonder how the Jets are going to hurt me.
Not
this
even
time.
Living in hell.
Oh no!
it's that the Jets fans have hell brought to them.
And the best part is, because TJ had
it's the
Ken O'Brien over Dan Marino. The best part is Roselle, and Mike Schopen and Bulldog were talking about this too. Roselle pauses, but also he smiles at the audience and then says, Ken O'Brien.
He
knows.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Perfect.
10 out of 10 troll game from Roselle back in the day.
No one doesn't like him.
We have...
Roger would never.
Do we have a trade?
No.
No?
We have a pick.
Ooh. We have a pick.
And, it's not in. I'm not going to.
I'm allowed to tip it.
Yeah, we're not going to tip anything here. We have standards.
We
at least know who it is, though.
Interesting. Mike Garofalo of ESPN tweets out that, he quote tweeted a Kayvon Thibodeau tweet, said that a few minutes ago, General Manager Joe Shane says they're picking up Thibodeau's fifth-year option. I still don't know. I'm not going to close the door that they're still not going to move him.
That might be still for negotiation tactics. Yeah. That's
adding the extra year.
Yeah, it's adding an extra year. There's no uncertainty that he'll walk at this point. No, it's...
Thibodeau, though, did tweet out, yeah, we're going crazy. So he at least feels good.
He at least feels good if he's the
odd
man out
or not. In
the day
and age where everyone kind of tweets weird stuff, I mean...
I will say that if I were the Giants, imagine a third down scenario where you have Thibodeau at three tech.
Yeah.
Dexter Lawrence in the middle at one.
Oh,
and
my
Burns
God.
And Abdul Carter on the outside.
You know what, though? And also on that, because I think it's a good point. What is Joe Shane? If you had to sit him down honestly, what does he think his job security is? Why would he care about trading Thibodeau for maybe
a future?
Know, a future pick. For him, it might be our defense will keep us in games, and then I can go draft my quarterback next year. Because really, he's never had that opportunity. I mean, I think if they can win 6-7 games, maybe asking a lot there, him and Dable can maybe convince Mara, give us another year, let us get our rookie, it's a better class, we've got this loaded defense, and then we can go after it. I'm not saying it's right, but they can maybe argue that. And with Thibodeau, with Burns, with Dexter Lawrence, and now with Abdul Carter, man, that defensive line is gross. When you say it out loud like that, is there a better defensive line, top to bottom? If Carter's even half the player we expect,
I don't believe so. No, I think they're the best defensive line in football.
Yeah, I mean it's a way to sell your job. I mean
they've got all of their blue chip talent that was on their defensive line.
Yeah,
which isn't the worst thing. But.
No,
it helps out with a weaker secondary if you have one. But you know having Xavier McKinney on the back end also really helps. The Giants aren't in a terrible place defensively. It is what can I do offensively to make things better? Hopefully Russell Wilson is a 1-year stopgap for them that they're able to do this with. Malik Nabers is obviously Malik Nabers.
He's awesome. Yep.
But what else do I have there? Darius Slayton.
That's not a bad number two, though, if Nabers is your one.
Yeah.
Man, I'm starting to talk myself into the Giants. I mean, they're far away because the quarterback position is not set. But if they were a team.
But if Russell Wilson's league average, they're probably picking in the middle of the draft again. Because you're not getting past the Eagles.
Correct.
And the Commanders are definitely in your way.
Yep.
So it's tough to really make the playoffs if you're already trying to fight for third in your division.
Yeah. But to my point, they for them to have maybe a quote-unquote successful year, maybe it's not the playoffs, but maybe it is just figuring out, okay, here's where we clearly have needs. And it's maybe not the worst thing to have a pretty good team that trades up to go get a quarterback next year.
Yeah.
We are going to hang here, play you the number 7 pick live when we get it before we take a timeout. So for those that are listening along and wondering, if we're going to try to carry as many picks live tonight as we can. For those listening that don't have the ability to be watching at home or might be watching NHL playoffs or NBA playoffs. So we will carry that one live for you here. So we'll wait that off. I will tell you that I know who the Jets have picked, and I think it's a good pick.
I think it's a good pick, too.
It's a smart pick. It's one that probably a lot of people have seen coming over the last couple weeks. That's the best hint I'm going to give. And the other is that I was right.
It's one again, are you 7-for-7?
Yeah, I'm 7-for-7. But the thing is that 7-for-7, the first 7 were not that
unimpressive.
Hard.
After 10, good luck.
Unimpressive.
Yeah, after 10, good luck.
Even I'm going to say that. Like, the first 7 were kind of easy to go on here.
I do want to know where Chicago goes at 10, though. It felt like they were not Genty or bust, but like it does feel like there might be a bit of a panic of what do we do now?
They should take offensive line.
I agree, but you're going to take, second or third tackle off the board in an already not great tackle class?
Yeah.
Well,
Carolina's where it really starts.
At best, it'll be the third.
With the 7th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Armon Membu.
I didn't want to say third. I knew it was third. I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, you did a good
job. So offensive line, good for the Jets. They are addressing the trenches. Aaron Glenn deciding to go against the Jets' moves traditionally, which is, all flash and no grit. Timeout on the other side. We will continue our coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft, and coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft on WGR is presented by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your Broder attorneys, and brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Northtown Automotive Group. Northtown Automotive, official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by the Quilted Squirrel. Great websites, more leads, real growth for your business. Learn more at tqsmarketing.com.
At At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.